Freeport is aptly named the City of Adventure. Now, four strangers have come to Freeport's treacherous streets, brought together by the interweaving of the threads of their fates. Will they find the destinies that they seek, or will their stories fade into memory as so many before them? Pathfinder Freeport, Winds of Change.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay, so here we are with the second session of the now-named Winds of Change campaign. And as we wrapped up last week, you guys had all had some creepy, funky visions on the boat as you were getting ready to enter Freeport after having gone through the storm shroud. And before we get rolling, and with apologies to anyone that's listening to this, because this might, one, not be the longest section in the world, and two, might not have the most activity in it, but you know what? I'm okay with that. We're going to get done when we can get done on a given night.
Because you had a party.
Not stressed. I did have a party. So, what I want to do is talk about the individual plots that everyone feels like they're going to be pursuing. And I talked, again, for those of you on the internet listening to this, I talked with everyone before we started recording about, at least in this game, the need for transparency with character plots. I want the whole group to know what everyone's character generally has planned, because it's entirely possible that those plans might run counter to the good... they might not be beneficial to the group as a whole. So that way we can all sort of enjoy what chaos might ensue from an outsider's perspective, rather than thinking that one character is deliberately screwing over another character. So anyway... since you're immediately to my right, Jeremy, you wanna start and explain, if you've thought about it a little bit more, why your character is coming to Freeport and what you hope to accomplish there. And this is, I mean, for my own purposes as well, right, to be able to.
Anderbilt is coming to, what is it called?
Freeport.
Yeah. Coming to Freeport because he recently tortured a man until he was given the location, the last known location of where his father, who was taken to be a slave, was placed, which is at Freeport, and that's really his reason for getting there, and he is willing to do anything it takes to find his father.
Now, what about that thing on the questionnaire? What's...
Which thing?
The one on every answer?
Oh, and Anderbilt fully believes he is a god. And he is not afraid to state his views on things, and he is very proud. And
he's a sorcerer with the Stormborn bloodline.
Yeah.
So somewhere in his lineage, there
it was his mother.
That directly?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
right. Was a storm?
Or a storm elemental?
Yeah,
or
his mother was a storm elemental.
Oh, we are crazy.
Yeah, exactly. You got this right into my hands with this. So.
And so he fully believes he is a god because he is a direct descendant from one. And as his father kind of fueled that obsession, telling him he is a god, so now he fully believes it.
I'll give you a slight amendment to your motivation. Freeport violently outlaws slavery. Slavery is one of the... I mean, there are laws in Freeport, but slavery is one thing that they are firmly against. So, kidnapped.
Kidnapped.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to edit it too much, but
Kidnapped for some reason.
Yeah, there is no slavery in Freeport.
Okay.
So, Okay, well then, we'll get started with this, the piece of parchment
right.
that you found. Sort of, you've been standing there on the prow and...
Being proud and taking yeah. the boat in, since everybody else was under a delusional haze for most of the last campaign.
Well, you all sort of woke up at the same time.
Ah.
You all sort of came to... You, none of you knew this, because I took you into the room separately, but when you were knocked out of the dread session, all of you came to at the exact same time. You all got the exact same description.
Gotcha.
I just wanted to do it individually so you each had some closure to your own little bit of the
gotcha.
Of the game. So, are you... You would reach in, take a look at the...
Sure.
This is what it says, if you would read it first and then read it to the group. You had a crappy week. What's up? I can't hear what you're saying. Just speak up. You don't know?
Okay, it says, Son of Storms, your coming is not unknown to us. Your divinity will be proven out by the faithful. Seek them, but know this. The path you wish to tread is a perilous one. You will be tested. If you fail, you will be cast aside like so many before you. Signed, no one.
Yeah, no signature. Also, you can keep that. That's your handout to have. As well, there is another piece of paper with it. A very, very flimsy, almost translucent piece of paper. Like, if you hold it up to the light, the sun just streams through it. But there are...
Please tell me it's a treasure map.
There are apparently squiggly black lines on it. And you... Look okay. at it, you can't really make a whole lot of sense of it. So, and you do know from having done research prior to this that there is a temple district in Freeport. Okay. So, I will load you up with that information.
Awesome.
Who would like to go next?
I will.
Okay. So, why has Jeebus, yes, his name is Jeebus, everyone, come to Freeport?
Jeebus is just kind of a, not crazy, but a, I don't know, he's just sort of does his own thing, and he's on his way to Freeport looking for some new supplies for his, alchemy, lab.
Okay.
Just seeing what's there, what's new. What he can possibly hurt himself with.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Alright, so when you come to... Are you examining your
yes.
parchment? Okay. This is what you find written on your parchment.
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't know my leg
was bumping.
That's
okay. Your leg says...
Yeah,
says. All right, so I'm reading this aloud?
Yes, please.
Okay. So my piece of parchment says, The face that haunts your dreams and nights with beady eyes and dreadful frights is something dire, a dread to see, with chains of fire to lock the free. It hides away within the deeps. When your thoughts stray, it stirs and creeps. So take your care with bombs and blasts, for if you err, your flame will pass.
Thank you, Dr.
So that's what
yeah.
that's what's on the parchment as well.
Did
you also
about yourself?
Yeah. You have a very flimsy piece of paper.
Right.
Roll me a perception check real quick.
Okay. Eighteen.
As you're examining your parchment, you see everyone else basically doing the same. You catch a glimpse of a very similar, you know, piece of paper along with his parchment.
Okay.
You can't quite make it out, but just, I mean, at the quick glance that you've got, because you're, I mean, the wind is blowing, you're trying to make sure these things don't rip. It doesn't look like the lines are the same.
Okay.
Even, like, I mean, you're a smart guy, you sort of mentally turn it in your head and, no, they're not. They're not the same.
What?
Can you make me a perception check as well?
Sure thing.
Sorry.
One second, let me just see the results of the check.
15.
Yeah, you see the same thing. You see that he has a piece of parchment, and your intelligence is pretty high also.
Yeah.
So, like, you again, you do the mental gymnastics, and you're like, well, these aren't the same. But something starts sort of tickling in the back of your mind when you're sort of mentally comparing them. Well, what was your question?
It's tickling in the back of your mind.
You just need to pick a skill and add back to your
skill. Okay.
Yep. Which of the two of you would like to go next?
I will go.
Okay.
I am in Freeport because I'm a boat captain. I don't have any grand arching plan at this point, and I was hired
by these folks who
sail to Freeport.
Yeah.
While I was there, I took on some cargo, because that's what boats do.
Yes.
Yes.
That is what they do.
And how should I get paid for this voyage?
You are probably going to break even. You already have plenty of money.
What, like any gas? What? What do I have to buy?
It's not a gas powered boat.
What do I have to buy? Maybe I should be a Greek.
Maybe you have to buy a new sail.
No, it's not.
Oh.
That's what I'm going to do. I should have taken men so I can fix my sail.
Okay. So are you investigating your... more so the papier?
There
is what yours says.
Did I get the biggest one?
You kind of did, actually. I think you had the benefit of being of it being the one that I wrote the first, so.
Was mine last thing? Because mine was pretty short.
No.
Mine doesn't rhyme really well.
That's okay.
You can say that.
I mean, yeah, you can say you.
One of the winds brought me here.
A wind, an oracle of
the okay, are you ready for my novel? A port of calm waits for those who seek not but profit. The city of adventure shows that thoughtlessness and vice will breed where'er they know. Eyes will turn aside for coin. Blow, wind, blow, and scour the land clean. Blow, wind, blow, and know your coming was seen. Seek ye the hidden house of strife, and bring the storm to end all storms.
That's wrong.
Does that mean I shouldn't want to get money, or I should? It's late at night.
You wrote that well.
I have a check coming from Advocate.
Can we do this in American English instead of the Queen's?
Basically, what you get from that, because this is not the sort of first cryptic message that your Oracle self has gotten.
It's just this one, really. It's not the Oracle self, it's the Amy self.
Okay. A port of calm wait for those who seek not but profit. So...
they only want profit,
yes,
or they don't seek
profit? Who seek nothing
but
profit.
So I should be after the Benjamins because it's calm?
Well, no. The next two lines.
The city of adventure shows that thoughtlessness and vice will breed everywhere. The eyes will turn to Freeport. Yeah.
So, Freeport is a place where coin is king.
Uh huh.
That's not a great thing.
Oh.
So you don't.
Usually, oracles have a higher calling of some kind.
Higher intelligence.
I'm trying to.
He said a higher calling, not intelligence.
I planted that to try and give you some idea of a higher
calling. I'll let you know when I dream it. You never know. He gets to have his campaigns because he has crazy ass dreams.
So, you as well have a semi translucent piece of parchment along with your. Your letter there.
I would like to roll a perception.
Okay, yeah, go for
can
it.
Can I hold it up to the sun, maybe?
You can, yeah. That's
sure,
fine.
Why not?
Well, I mean, you do that, and you can see the sun right through it, and it's very, very fragile, so you'll want to be careful.
Okay.
The sun bakes a hole through it.
I think I might put my +3. Does it have to be a trained one that I put my skill focus on?
Mm-hmm.
So I can't put in perception. Or not sure.
It has to be when you have ranks in it.
Is this like the plans for the Iron Man suit?
Probably not.
Or you?
Well, that.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that is better. perception. 21.
You notice that they also have. And you get a little glimmer of, wait a second. You sort of sidle up behind one of them and sort of hold your piece of parchment to where you can see yours and theirs. It looks much like he said, like they might overlay somehow to create something more.
Bigger figure.
And Gubasova. What brings you to Freeport?
This is such a girly
name,
too.
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Do you know why you got on the boat?
No.
Well, you know what your character is scared of and what your character is hoping to achieve, right? You remember that from last week?
My character is scared of clocks.
Or time.
Time.
And
but
you
technically
to,
a clock.
Or clocks.
You,
do they have ticking clocks at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm scared of
so
ticking
clocks.
So
it's like a Captain Hook thing?
Kind of.
That's what I thought of.
And what are you seeking?
Allocators.
A noiseless clock.
Immortality.
Immortality.
Oh,
I mean, this is
oh, so
driving
you
what you told me last week.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
right,
yes.
Making sure. Okay, are you... You also have...
Well, I was going to ask. Okay,
a piece of parchment.
I have parchment. Oh my gosh, it's like I'm dizzy.
What, how does your character talk?
Yeah.
Dizzy.
Oh, my craft.
Uh-huh.
Can I take some of that?
Fuck.
This is all things I would need on a boat.
Well, start here.
Make you dizzy? Craft.
Start here.
Repair.
Go here. Go there.
Ship.
Here.
Equipment.
Here,
you know what
here.
I mean?
Or
I have to be like, I have to take a separate sail, a separate, like, rope, a separate...
Craft shipwright.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
Ready?
Yeah.
The way of perfection is sought only by those who live in secret fear or suffer from perilous vanity. One wonders, which are you? And will you find out before the hands of the clock stop forever? Da-da-da!
Oh, snap.
So do you get the implication of that?
No.
Okay. Well, first of all, you guys did not have these parchments before
right.
You went through the crazy train
right.
In the storm train.
Is this thing bigger than me?
I live in secret fear.
Well,
I'm loving.
Well, the whatever power, whatever being. Thing gave you guys these parchments, and you know this is it. This I'll take care of my own shushing. Thank you.
I am at work. I don't need your help.
whatever gave them to you apparently knows things about you. Has in some cases called you here for some reason. Whatever, but. You may think that you know that about yourself. Whatever gave this to you does not necessarily, and is implying that your end may come sooner than you expect.
Especially if she TPKs it.
So.
Shut up.
Possible. That's the. And if it's fear, that's fine. But this is. Just to get, again, more thinking and more advancement of plot.
We have our papers from
and,
last week.
What?
Papers from last
the questionnaires.
I think I left those at home. Yeah, but...
He's not that talented.
The questionnaires are at home. No, I'm sorry. But you also have a flimsy script of paper in yours as well.
And
the dreadful perception check.
Yeah. I just want... As soon as you said two
you need a 15.
Different lines, I was like,
I got
Iron Man.
23.
Yes, you also see that everyone seems to be looking at these, and the first mate is the one
steering
the ship in. Yeah.
I had taken, just so I don't know if anybody saw me or not, but I folded this one back up real quick and just stuffed it in my pocket.
Okay.
I dropped mine off the edge.
Well, look at that. Douchebaggery.
Okay, so there you guys are, and you've all got these little
did you
scraps
call me
of
a douchebag?
Parchment.
No, I said douchebaggery, and that was out of game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, with the transparency of agendas, please make sure that you differentiate between any game in character and out of character speech.
Because Andrew will not take that.
Maybe I should practice my British accent for the show.
That could be your character as a British accent.
Okay, so
yeah, that's all.
What are you guys doing? The boat is being steered in.
I'm going to meet whoever I have to deliver my cargo to as a responsible ship captain.
Okay.
Do we have our papers?
It's not. Are we
pulling in the port right now?
Yeah, you're about 5 minutes from actually docking.
Okay.
Then maybe I'm going
to the cargo. Well, I'm going to go check and see if my lab's all packed up and see if it was actually damaged in the.
Okay, you head down to the hold and take a look, and all of your possessions, nothing's out of place. It's like it was the smoothest passage.
Okay.
You know, all that, you know, tossing around that seemed to happen, you don't really know. The other thing is that the sun is further along in the sky than it was when you entered the storm shroud. So, and usually after you pass through the storm shroud, there's a good 3 or 4 hours of sailing before you get to the point where you have to pick up a navigator to navigate the coral reefs.
Okay.
You guys woke up with a navigator on board.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pack up my lab because obviously we're going to pull in the port here.
Okay.
So that I'm ready to go.
For some reason, I don't trust you and I'm watching you. Very contently.
Okay. Your short little gnome is watching you.
Yeah, and I'm just packing my stuff
like
up.
This.
Those listening along at home, he actually brought a pipe to show the facial expressions actually.
Yes.
All right, so what are you doing, Gufasova?
Just sitting.
Okay.
Isn't that what you'd be doing?
Playing that game with the GM is not a great idea.
God will smite you.
Smitten.
Or will
smitten. 1,000 hands of death will come out of the
ground. 1,000 hands of death.
Hey, no one can use 1,000 hands of death on me. I have copyrighted that.
All right, so, and what are you doing, Gwyn?
I told you.
Making sure that you're going to be ready to meet. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, the ship pulls in support, and, you know, the porters come and dock everything, and the first mate comes up to you and says, Captain, are we ready to get the cargo unloaded?
Yes, yes, we are. Yes.
Okay, well then, do you want to do as you usually do and journey about town and we'll take care of this, or do you wish to... He sees you're lingering around for some reason, usually... You're up and off the boat. And
yes, you take care of it. Yes, you take care of it.
Very well. His name is Jensen.
Jensen.
By the way. And the second mate
really,
is...
Really? Are you serious? Wait, what's the second mate's name?
Hork.
Okay. I thought it was like a swimwear kind of thing. Jensen makes bathing suits, sorry.
The second guy's name is Speedo.
Dolphin.
I wish
Umbro.
The second guy's hat name should have been Top Hat.
Is this in-game or out-of-game? Please say in-game.
So yeah, the ship has docked.
I'm gonna find a place of... Oh my god.
I was gonna bonk her head in a second.
What? I think you turned autistic, like, for a minute.
That's fine.
Okay. Hey, Rain Man, focus.
I'm gonna find a place of lodging.
Okay.
Because that's how I roll.
Alright.
I'm just gonna go where the wind blows to me.
Who's wind?
Okay, well, as you
that's the third mate.
As you go to you know the gangplank is put out. And as you go to walk onto the dock, a gust of wind raises and the little tiny you know, almost translucent scrap of parchment blows out of your hand. And down the dock.
Oh shit, so I chase it.
Okay, make me...
That's where you go.
A reflex check, please. Reflex save.
There it is. 5.
It continues to blow away, and the dock is a crowded place. You can hear...
I'm going to run after it.
Okay, make me a reflex save, please.
Are we still down in the hall?
As far as I know, yes.
I didn't know you came with me.
How am I going to watch you?
That's true.
I have a... Evasion save.
That
so you follow me down here?
Dark.
Yeah.
Wait, calm
20.
Down. Okay.
Yeah.
Gwyn, you go to grab
how
at
tall
it,
are
and
you?
It just you miss completely.
Yeah.
6 foot.
A blur goes past you as Gufasova lunges out and just very neatly in 2 fingers, dink, grabs a hold of it.
Like a little bit earthy.
Do you take a look at it, or?
I just give a picture.
Okay.
Him.
Her.
I'm the only
you're the
hint
she's her. They're hints.
Okay. I give it back to her.
I'm not going to show this time. I'm just to her. Did you get one of those two in your pocket?
Didn't we all?
I don't know. Can I see yours? I have a hunch.
The appropriate response would be, why not?
Thank you.
All right, you take a look at him and make me...
With a firm grasp.
You got a hold of him. Make me a general intelligence check.
Yes, go last.
I'm looking at him too, aren't I?
Okay. Yeah, 11. And intelligence check.
15.
Okay, yours you would count... No, 11. Intelligence modifier there. Rufusova.
I'm an 11.
Modifier, not
0.
He was 0.
4. 4. Okay. You both look at him,
yeah,
and you can't...
on the shelf.
You can't quite... I mean, it looks like they're of similar style. Like, they're both made of the same paper. The lines on them, the inking, looks remarkably similar, but you can't quite seem to make them match up in any way that makes sense.
Do they look old at all?
But both of your high wisdoms that you have seem to imply, like, your common sense is saying, this should be working. Why isn't this working? What are you guys doing?
Don't you have one of these as well?
He's down in the hole.
I'm on the ship.
You have one.
He's down in the hole as well.
The ship.
You guys are just on the dock right next to him. What are you guys doing?
Doesn't anyone else
have
one of these?
I pack my stuff up and I'm walking right past him, ignoring him.
Okay.
And going back up on the deck.
So you go up on deck and you see the two of them looking at something.
Right.
I follow him.
You see the same thing.
And I'm watching his little sack to make sure none of his pictures fall out.
Wow.
You're watching his little sack?
All right. Well, I'm not going to run, but I'm just sort of going to, like, hurry to walk. I don't want to trot even. Just, you know, like a little...
Brisk walk.
Yeah.
You want to skip?
Alchemist. Yeah.
I'm going to dead sprint.
And I'm just going to go... Hey.
Isn't his dead sprint
barely
seems
keeping
to be
up
his walk?
Him.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all of you appear on the docks. Now, at this point in time, you guys are actually getting... jostled a little bit by the porters who are coming in to unload the cargo.
PJ.
Hey.
So it might...
What'd you say? PJ Porter. Oh, I thought
watch
PJ.
It, Shorty.
Oh, don't you shorty me.
He just... like
I saw
it. By. Okay.
It's a plus 12. Damn it.
Is it...
Are
you,
plus
12 are you rolling taunting? Intimidate check?
A bluff check, which I can roll as my intimidate.
Okay. Go for it.
I could fart.
13 plus 12.
25.
Okay. He's like...
Hey, you pay attention when I'm here.
He backs away slowly.
Then I go back to watching him.
Okay. Well, yeah. The docks are getting. This dock is getting pretty crowded.
So hey, we need to get moving.
Hey, what are you guys looking at?
My stuff's gonna get rearranged. I don't like it.
These letters that showed up in our. Well, mine was in my pocket. I don't know where his was after the storm.
What is it? What is it? Let me see.
Where did you get one?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Little pieces of parchment.
How high are you holding them off the ground? Seriously.
About 3 feet.
No,
then I go over and I go...
No, I'm holding it at my face level.
Oh, her face level.
About 5 feet. Well...
I take my walking stick.
Oh,
cupcake.
That looks like something...
That's a horrible plan.
Yeah, that is a terrible idea.
What happened to his shell?
Shell.
Cupcake.
I'm fine! It's his birthday cupcake.
Pause the recording. We need to pause the recording.
We hit the record button.
Set.
And we're back.
Okay.
Yes, we resolved that small children-related conflict, and we are off of the races. So
I'm standing on it. I've now moved over.
Children-related
like,
conflict.
Can I see those?
Why, do you have one?
Yeah.
By the way, here. Benny's.
Well, where is it?
It's right here. Let me see yours.
Let's see yours first.
If I show you mine, will you show me yours?
Andrew, roll me a luck check real quick.
Well, that's 3d6s, right?
Uh-huh.
Your mom's 3d6s.
No.
Okay.
I'm unlucky.
You normally carry around a little portable stool that you can just...
But I left it on the ship for now.
Well, no, you left it back before you, in your hurry to find passage to Freeport after the information you got.
Note to self, I need another stool. Hey, come on, let me see them.
I take my back.
From me.
Mm-hmm.
Can I see yours? What's your name?
Get out of the way. You guys are blocking the dock.
How are you talking?
Do you know what my name is?
How are you shorter than me?
Do I really have to eat 4 of these stuff and things? I don't think I can do it.
Can I please see The paper.
Eat three.
Where is yours?
That's
like...
In my pocket.
Yes. Okay, eat
those. Well, I want to look at them all at the same time.
So do I.
So pull yours out.
Plan. Let's go off the dock, get all these people away, that way we don't lose our paper, and see what the heck these are.
Let's go find an inn.
I don't like you.
Can we at least go find an
That's
inn?
That's nice.
With a bar, yeah, pub, what's it called?
A bar.
I pull up a random, I grab a what about random a person's leg. Where's the best inn?
Best inn? You're in the dock, Shorty.
Tell me where it is.
Alright, well...
And all of three for it.
Alright, you're going to want to walk...
Kayak across the Pacific.
Instead of Google Maps direction.
For those of you listening at home, something really cool. Go to Google Maps, get directions.
All right.
Ohio to China.
No, Japan to China.
It might be a little bit difficult for you to see. But you see that tower over there? And you...
Are you getting smart with me?
He points into the city, and you guys can see that there's an old, like, castle wall set up in the middle of town with sets of battlements and a big tower. He's pointing to the furthest one that you can see. He's like, right over there, just in the shadow of the tower, there's a place for you.
Carry on. I turn around and walk away from him, because I think he's an a-hole.
So, does everyone follow our...
I suppose, yes.
When?
Yeah.
Follow? Move so,
follow?
Okay. So.
Follow.
You begin.
You guys can keep up, no problem.
You begin walking. And you're actually having a rather difficult time pushing through. The docks are really, really crowded. The cats have just come in for the evening. The smell of fish, tar, it all hangs really heavy in the air. You kind of glance at the water as you go by, and there is trash of every description floating in the dock.
I want to cast Mount and just ride through these people.
That means there's
people. It's not the most pleasant venue in the world. You guys seem to be right on the edge of a dockside market. As you look off to your right, as you're walking
Do I see any stool makers along the way?
You see a big, what looks like a grandstand constructed, and you can hear people shouting, "Come to the One Ring, the best combat sports this side of Brookhaven!" And apparently there's an arena right there in the docks.
That's amazing.
But you guys proceed, the clearest path is through this market, so you walk for a little ways.
I take a detour to the arena. No, I don't.
You walk through the market, people are trying to sell you fish and lobster and squid and clams and mussels and
ladies.
You know, there's some ladies.
Not interested.
You get to a set of gates that looks like it passes into this walled off area, and you can see the tower that you're looking for is to your left.
The tower's fabulous.
So you go along, you have to dodge people relieving themselves against the wall.
I walk right underneath and don't get peed on. No, I'm joking.
I think you enjoy being short in the
sky. And you make it to the tower, and as the sun is setting, you can see the shadows being cast on one building in particular that has raucous noise. You see someone get tossed out of a window. There is no glass in the windows. There are no curtains. And on the sign, there's no lettering, but there appears to be like a fake hook hand that is rusty.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
You have found the rusty hook.
Awesome.
That's the best one.
You didn't stop to ask him for details.
Just ask for the best one.
You were all there. Why didn't you ask?
You seem to have the situation well under control.
You would have handed me the piece of paper. I wouldn't even have asked.
The building looks like it used to be a warehouse. So it's big and dilapidated looking.
I have charm too, so you're just going
to. Shall we go in?
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
You want me to roll it?
I haven't seen it yet. Just then.
So, are you guys going in?
Shall we go in?
Yes.
Are you. You walk in, and there are people all around. There is wine and crockery. Pools of wine and like. Mugs and things on the floor. There are a bunch of rickety tables with not too safe-looking chairs. There's a ramshackle wall built right across the middle, and you can hear hear the sounds of a kitchen and smell cooking coming from the back. And you see a ladder going up to a not-too-sturdy-looking second floor. You see a guy walking up. He's got a woman who's, you know, like, if there would have been a sleeve, it would have been down, and she's got one side of herself just completely hanging out.
Boob.
Is pretty much.
She got titty flopping out.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's sauntering towards the ladder and, you know, makes a fake gallant gesture for her to go up first, and as she does, he reaches straight up her skirt and kisses her very, very intimately. She kicks him in the face and climbs up the ladder and then turns around and says, "You coming or what?" And
I don't like this place.
I don't like it when guys sit their hands on girls' snatches in public.
Welcome to the docks.
Just in private? What?
That's fine.
The whole hand?
So you guys...
Wow.
If it's him, then yeah.
Wow.
He's got little hands.
Goodness gracious, you give him a big snap, one of the two.
He's got
some
hands.
I don't like
hands.
This place.
Anyway.
He's a gnome.
Okay, so what do you propose to do?
Oh, Jeremy, no in game.
Sorry.
Skank. Let's go in.
Well, you guys are hanging out in the doorway. More people are trying to get in behind you.
Shall we find another place?
Let's go further into the city and find a quality... Yeah.
That's our place.
Quality of establishment.
Okay. Now we're going to ask them.
All right, so you guys...
Is there a Red Roof Inn? Where they leave the light on?
That's have they left the light on for us?
Well, you guys walk out and you are standing trying to find your bearings. The only thing you can see in front of you is this, the tower and the massive wall.
I can't even see that.
You can see the tower in front of you.
Shall we try to find the map?
And you ask that, and this little urchin walks up to you and say, "You lost, governors. Looking for a place to stay."
How tall is he?
Oh, Billy will help you. He's about 3 feet tall.
Okay. I'm good, Billy, thanks.
Guide you around the city for silver, I will. I got the best eyes in Freeport. Find anything you want.
Do you have the best hands, too? And I back away and cover my pockets.
You wound me to the core, sir. I would never steal from a prospective customer.
Oh, do I?
Well, what
about a current customer?
Then you're going to steal from us?
Wouldn't steal from a current customer, neither. I got my reputation to uphold, I do.
What's your name?
Billy. Call me Billy.
Old Billy.
Are we in England?
What? We're in Freeport.
We're in Freeport.
Freeport, England?
England? Oh my god.
Urchins have British accents, deal with it.
I reached into my pocket and I said,
"Look,
the silver in my hand. Look, we want a nice place to stay. Nicer than this. Much nicer than this.
Much.
Oh, I can take you there.
When we get there.
How much nicer are you looking for?
Much nicer.
How much nicer?
Much nicer.
I don't hold out a gold and say this much nicer. Take us there.
Ah. Huntley bites down, checks the teeth first, make sure that gold leaf didn't flake off, and he says, "Right this way," and everyone make me perception checks.
I'm still holding the silver piece in my hand. I'm just looking at it. Like
he turns and takes the silver out of your hand.
20.
Damn. Perception.
Yeah.
21.
23.
19 and 4, 23.
Okay, anyone who got a 21 or higher.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
What's your thing about that?
Sees Billy as he turns to lead you guys off. His hands flicker real quickly. It looks like some type of sign language, and you see a group of shadows recede into an alleyway. Like, they're just gone.
Nice. So they're going to beat the shit out of us.
They're going to try.
If we didn't pay them.
So.
No.
No.
They're going to try to beat the shit out of us.
They're going
to
take us to a better place.
He's going to lead us to a
dark
alley.
Good thing you got 23.
Well, Billy actually walks you right around the corner of the tower. He's sticking to the wall. And he says, this is your first time in the city, ain't it? Yeah?
Why no?
Oh. You can't fool me. You've never been here before in your life.
I came in at the other last time.
You don't need to fake in front of me, Governor.
Sir.
You all just left the docks. Immediately over my left shoulder is the warehouse district. You can tell it's that because of all the warehouses, see? And the rusty hook used to be part of it. This here is the old city. First city, original Freeport. Hence the wall. And I am taking you to the Merchant District. Class of the class, cream of the crop. The upper crust, as it were.
You know where I can find a stool?
He turns and looks at you. Takes out, remembers he got a gold. Pulls a collapsible stool out of his pack. And...
I like it.
There you are, little governor.
I like it.
Well, I know. It's difficult being a wee one in this town, isn't it?
Anytime.
And I think that Sylvia gave me a wee about cover it.
Perfect. You'll get more when we get where we're going.
So, he walks you around, and that, I mean, it doesn't take you but 5 minutes of walking along this wall for you to see the tenor of the houses change appreciably. The docks were dirty and nasty. The warehouse district, you could see, it was well kept, but it was still a warehouse district. You start seeing marble.
What are you doing?
My neck hurts.
You start seeing marble and walled gardens.
Everything's well kept.
You can hear the trickle of fountains. And he rounds the corner and he says, "This is Wave Street, heart of the Merchant District."
I like waves. No, I like
and
waves.
He begins walking you all the way along Wave Street, and it sort of meanders around. There's a giant plaza you come to, big open market. Vendors are packing up their wares, and these look like the high-class vendors. You see haberdashery shops. You see dressmakers. I mean, you see like the upper-class... You know, gem shops. And he walks you all the way down and he says, "I'm taking you to the last resort." Now,
is that really
we
have
the time before the last one?
The name might be in my off-putting, but I guarantee you, it is the best inn, hotel, domicile, or facility for sleeping in the whole of Freeport.
What makes it the best?
Oh, you'll see. And
he
proceeds on through the Merchant District.
We're getting screwed.
Okay.
And
elevator, we go.
Walks you all the way to the end of the it looks like the end of Wave Street. You actually can see a stone wall that looks like it's protecting private docks. Because even this part of the town borders the water. And he takes you all the way to the end where you see in front of you a hotel that is just massive. It looks like it takes up at least a city block. It has 4 floors. You can see curtains inside. They're made of silk and satin.
Windows.
Yeah, there are windows with glass. There are... there's an awning over the entrance and big, well-maintained oaken double doors guard the front. It looks... Yes.
Hello, sense motive.
Okay. Glad you guys thought of that now.
I know, right?
I thought of it and then I forgot about it.
15.
Okay, it seems like with the perception check that you made before, that if you guys did not pony up the gold,
then they would pick
then he was going to arrange for the gold to be ponied up. He seems as on the level as you can imagine.
Sorry, I wasn't
and
really
he says,
in the zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the last resort. I have been your guide. I bid you good night. And with that, he just vanishes. Just darts off.
I was going to give you more money.
Thanks, Billy.
He is right back. I'm sorry.
I just wanted you to say a cordial farewell. I give him.
Now you better give him more money.
A silver.
Thank you. And
I'd
he.
Cut it in half, I would say.
And he then again vanishes.
Oh, wait, hold on. I need to do math.
And you guys are standing in front of the last resort. All
right. I'm going in.
I'd like to do a perception check.
To look for?
Thieves in general baggy.
Okay.
I'm inside already.
Can you just go inside?
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was like a
guard
door. 18.
There are so many well-armed and apparently private bodyguards escorting rich people around. You'd have to be an idiot or very, very good at what you do to try and pickpocket in this part of town. You walk in and it is an expansive common room, velvet couches. You see people sitting, taking brandy, smoking cigars, chandeliers, and there's a very modest looking counter directly in front of the double doors. There's red carpet leading towards it.
And what about my stool?
Well, you don't even have to do that. You notice that one half of the counter is designed for people.
For little
height.
People.
I don't use it. I go to the big side.
Okay. As you do so, you see a halfling. Like he sees you coming in. He starts at the short counter. He walks up. You hear the same. And he steps up and he says, "Bob and Brandydale, at your service. I'm the proprietor of the Last Resort.
We'd like to be sleepers at the Last Resort."
How much?
Very good.
How much? No, I'm not hopping in here. How much?
Well, the price of the accommodations is 2 gold per night.
Mm.
Per person.
Private rooms?
Of course.
Bathing accommodations?
The best in Freeport.
Here you go, 2 gold.
I'm
Thank up. You, good sir. Thank you.
2 gold.
Why wouldn't I sleep here for this person?
I can't think of a single reason why you would not. Your money?
I want 2 adjoining rooms.
4 gold, please, sir.
Thank you.
I need space. Oh, my God.
He, you know, he takes your gold and,
holy crap,
snaps his fingers, and butlers and maids come out. They offer to take your packs.
No, I carry mine.
No, thanks.
Thanks.
They bow respectfully, and,
I just had one.
He snaps his finger again, and,
I need some food, though.
Oh, of course. Meals are included with rooms.
Good.
And a concierge comes and gets some keys from Bobbin and walks. You go up a set of stairs and 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 across, and there are 4 rooms.
Tomorrow when I get there.
You a key, you a key, you a key, and hands you 2 keys.
Yeah.
And he says your accommodations are here. Should you need anything, there is a bell just inside of your door. Simply ring it, and one of the staff will be with you as soon as possible.
Food inside?
Oh, the dinner is served promptly at sundown. It's just a little bit before sundown. Should you wish a private meal, simply use the bell.
Okay, thanks.
Alright, so once he walks away, I suggest that we all gather in possibly one of your common room over there. And
absolutely.
Discover our research our papers further.
Okay. So you all go to
Anders.
Anderbilt's room.
Have we all been properly introduced?
One would assume that you know each other's names from the journey, but if you would like to do a
I assumed I would introduce myself when you got on the boat.
Okay. So, can I see your papers, please?
How about we all
you see
them
that
at
he
the same
has
time.
Given you 2 adjoining rooms that are sized for your height. The beds are short beds. The chairs are sized for little people. Same height ceilings.
So normal ceilings.
Yeah, normal ceilings. But there are also sitting discreetly off to the side chairs sized for. Those medium-sized, and yeah, exactly.
Oh.
Basically, I mean, and these rooms are nice. I mean, so very nice. Opulent. The richest rooms any of you have ever set eyes on. Yes.
I'd like to do a perception check
bugs.
No, like, for the security privacy of the room,
go for
as
it.
Far as, like,
yeah.
if they can spy on us or anything.
Okay, go for it.
18.
The doors are thick oaken doors that lock securely. Can be barred from the inside.
What about like peepholes around the
Getting there. The walls are not just, you know, plaster walls with wallpaper on them. You go up and sort of knock on the wall. You can barely hear the sound your fist makes. And you know that, you notice as you're talking within the room, the sound doesn't seem to echo the way it does even in this room. It sort of hits the walls and stops. You get the feeling that discretion is a very important part of Bobbin's job. And these rooms are designed to have what happens in these rooms stay within these rooms.
It's like Vegas.
Except without the stupid commercials.
When you guys all come in, I use Mage Hand, and I slide the locks on the doors. Now I need to talk about these papers.
All seven of them?
Yes.
When I walk in, not out of spite or anything, but I just go over and sit on the bed.
I look at you and say, don't break my bed.
I won't.
She sits down. There's not even a creak. It takes his weight with aplomb.
That's good craftsmanship.
Some of the best.
Now, can I please see your papers?
If we all pull them out at the same time.
One.
Ready?
I just pull one out. I'm like, can I please see your paper?
No.
Okay. Make me an intelligence check.
No kidding.
I still have one.
Yeah, he gestured to take it.
I didn't surrender.
19.
Okay. You haven't surrendered yours?
No.
Okay. I came over and grabbed it.
No, he didn't. If I have a high enough wisdom, I can see what he's trying to do.
Okay.
Because I already tried to do
so
it.
So, you take them and line them up, and you quickly lose track of whose was whose.
Yeah.
You know which one yours was,
right. But
you get everything lined up, and you put them together, and one has lines down here and lines up here, and you put them together, and you begin to see, it looks like a map. You see the docks.
Does it look like a map?
Of Freeport. You see...
Why, yes, it does.
You see letters begin to appear. You see, you know, like, and you know, areas that indicate like, districts, apparently.
Is there an X?
Well, hang on.
Okay.
You see one, you see it says warehouse. You see docks. You see old city. And you see merchant. It looks like it's just one section of the city. And there's a dotted line that leads from the docks up to the edge of the merchant district. Actually, and then down into the... And you start to think, is this the route that we took to get... It's not quite.
Oh,
it takes a turn to the left about three blocks, or actually about halfway into the merchant district, and turns and stops in front of what's indicated as a house. And make me a perception check.
20.
Okay. You notice very faintly, like as you lit a candle and you're... that there's something that looks like it might be written right next to the house, but you can't quite make it out.
Okay.
And as you're getting it closer and closer to the flame, it begins to be visible. The heat is bringing something out.
I'm not dumb. I don't think I'm going to burn the paper.
And you have just enough time to make out the words that say, a residence for you all, should you wish, before the heat from the candle
burns the effing
like flash paper. I mean, and it just, I mean, you've seen flash paper go up. It's just like...
But I still have a pretty good idea of where that...
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And and it goes up, I mean, immediately. It doesn't even leave any ash.
Mine. Oh, the house of strife. The hidden house of strife.
That's okay. No, that's okay.
How's it okay?
You were the only one that saw it.
I know. That's okay.
Were you able to make out what it said?
Absolutely.
You ruined it, you ruiner.
What did it say?
It said, there was an X, marks a spot, and it set a house for you all, should you choose it.
Well, where was it?
About 2 blocks from here.
More like 8, but yeah.
More like 8.
But yeah.
8 blocks from here. There's a house. Should we choose it?
What time of day is it?
Just before sundown.
Sundown.
It's dinner time.
You hear a very soft chime through your room.
Why don't we have dinner in bed here for the evening? And
we're not here.
We can have dinner in my room, around my table. I go out in the hallway, ring the bell.
The bell is in your room.
It's inside the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a pull.
He probably carries his own bell, walks out the hallway and rings it.
Within about 5 minutes, servants appear bearing trays. The food is largely seafood.
Good.
Because that's what, you're on an island. There aren't really any cows to speak of. There's a little bit of chicken. But the meal looks sumptuously prepared. There are steamed mussels. There are oysters on the half shell. Crab legs. It looks, to some of you, it looks like one of the best meals you've seen. And the servants apologize that some of the better seafare is not in season currently.
Excuse me.
Side.
Yes, sir.
Can you bring me some pipe tobacco?
Oh, of course.
A couple, I don't know, 7-8 ounces. Perfect. I gave you a gold piece.
Yes, of course, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Wait, do I need anything? Hold on. I'm thinking.
Do sirs and madam have any other requests?
I'm thinking. No. Yes. Do fans exist? Is there a fan?
You mean like fan?
No.
A mechanical type fan?
Not really.
Do I have someone in my room fan
to fan me?
I'll sleep, then we can go.
Of course, miss.
Thank you. I need a breeze.
You might want to request a female presence.
Wait, are there bars on the window?
Yes.
Cancel that. I'll just open the window.
Very good, miss.
Thank you. You can keep the gold.
Very good, miss.
You didn't give me any gold.
Yes.
Yes, I did.
You both did. Okay, so the serving staff vanish as quick as a wink, and in about 5 minutes, they're back, and you have... sir did not specify, so we brought 3 different varieties of sir care to choose.
Good, good.
Oh, well.
One bag of holding.
Okay.
How much? The gold piece was for you. How much is that?
That will be 20 gold, sir.
Perfect.
Oh, okay. What the hell?
Holy shamoly, right?
Good stuff, man.
Wait, that's not divisible by 3. Really?
What?
What is not divisible by 3?
Both facts.
Silvers, coppers.
I know, that's too much math. I'm going to make it 18. I can do that.
This is stuff people are used to doing. They don't have calculators.
Perfect.
Why not?
And the...
We have avocado.
One of the other servants says, should Miss require it, we do have fans enchanted to provide soft breezes in the room.
How much?
It's simply 10 gold per night.
Window's good, thank you.
As Miss requires.
Very nice of you to offer.
Of course, Miss.
Super nice.
And they
spark over my bike.
And they sort of, bow and leave.
Have a good night.
And sir as well.
And I'm stuck in my face. I just sit down, set my pipe down on the table, and I'm like, nom, nom, nom.
The best seafood you have ever had.
Shellfish.
George Allegheny.
Well, it took care of one of us.
Son of storms my ass. Mom should have been a lobster.
Damn it, then I'm a cannibal.
Okay, so following the meal.
I like the noises.
So
that's my spark noise.
I know, I like
that. Are we
should we get to know each other?
As Miss requires.
Miss don't require that.
Not my room.
Well, there's 3 of us against 1.
Not my room.
I would just simply talk.
What would you like to talk about?
Where are you from? What do you do?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Girls have a penis. Wait, hold on. Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
The, just so you guys know, the place that you come from or came from, on Freeporn is generally just referred to as the continent. There are countries and other principalities there. Anything you care to define about that is just fine by me. And may or may not be used against you in future campaigns.
Do I have a... I imagine I have a name of somebody that I need to find.
Yes. The... You were told that you would need to seek out an individual simply known as Finn. F-I-N-N. You don't know anything about Finn, but you know that Finn has information about your father's kidnapping.
Can I have
Okay, so who's saying what to me about introductions?
So that note. Said there's a house waiting on us if we want it.
Well, I say we go look at it first thing in the morning tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Awfully tired from sailing a ship. These are great conversations.
You're the one who want to get to know us.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Where are you from?
Same place you are.
How do you know where I'm from?
I stalk you.
Oh. You're sure I've never been seen.
I am from the bosom of the sea.
I was going to say, your answer should have been, I'm God.
I know all.
Awesome.
I'm a storm god.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Funny. I'm a wind. Funny, ironic. I'm a wind mystery oracle. Is that about what? I'm an oracle from the mystery of wind. I don't even say that.
I sometimes get visions. I derive power.
Oh, I don't know. I'm an oracle.
But it's both a blessing and a curse.
I don't know. I'm an oracle.
You don't usually go around saying I'm a fighter. You know what I mean?
I'm a drunken barbarian.
You have a divine connection to...
I have a divine connection to wind.
That, I mean, that's more appropriate than saying, I am an oracle. Look at you speaking tongues.
I got 21. Do I sense that about her anyway?
Fuck you!
Yeah, you actually get a little bit of divine resonance going on.
Yeah,
that
resonant
dad,
like
my mom.
Bitches.
You smell like my mom.
He's a funny guy.
Your mom must have smelled fabulous. Did someone just shoot a gun? Outside, obviously.
No, it was the ice maker.
Okay.
He has something to pop around up in here.
You smell like my mom.
I said outside, obviously. Is that good or bad?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while. Did you do something to her?
No, I didn't.
Wait.
I don't
Are you
know
mom?
Your mom.
No.
Oh.
No, I have never.
Does she look like my mom?
She could have been.
He's rolling a lot over there.
Anyway.
I'm not a game much?
No, that's out of game. That's
out of
game.
Oh, I think something's about to happen. Next time, our cursed adventurers.
And New Year falls and hit the place like that.
No.
Again.
TBA.
Amazing.
Because you said something, it was a TBA. No.
Right, so you guys are entertaining, but no, you're not.
Why don't we retire to our bedrooms tonight? Don't you say that's a good idea?
When you do that, I reach out with Mei-Chan and go...
It's a great plan.
On the main door.
Until tomorrow morning.
Until tomorrow. I will see you then, won't I?
Wow.
This is the lamest session ever. I'm sorry.
It's totally horrible. Trust me.
Y'all can just stop now.
It'll play back just fine. Don't worry. Okay, so you guys all go to your separate rooms.
We did great getting the
I locked my doors.
I was trying.
And bed down for the night.
Well, I stay up a okay. while. Like,
what are you gonna do?
I'm just playing with my alchemy.
Oh, like, playing with my. So,
setting up the fort. Are you trying to make anything? Usually, you need about 8 hours on your
rough
to actually craft something.
I'm not trying to make anything. I'm just randomly, you know, tossing a little here, a little there, just seeing. Occasionally, they might hear a little.
Doesn't blow the effort.
Well,
like,
they can't handle the rooms. Yeah. Yeah.
You have craft alchemy. Do you have knowledge? Anything?
Arcana and nature.
Okay. Roll me a craft alchemy, Jeff.
Okay. Me too.
Not me.
13.
13? You managed not to blow any fingers off.
Awesome.
But, I mean, it's one of those things like, you know how when you're really good at doing something,
right.
and you're like, I'm going to sit down and try to figure out something new, and you end up just sort of doing the same, like, you've got a piece of glass and a piece of bead of mercury on it, and you're just going like this the whole time, rocking it back and forth, watching it flow.
Right.
That's, I mean, you just sort of end
right.
up entranced by something completely mundane
right.
with what you're doing.
And then he dies from mercury poisoning.
So, you go to... You head on to bed?
Is there a balcony on either of my rooms?
Of course.
I go out.
It's
look over the city.
It's a fine, cool evening. You know... you hear some voices speaking. You see people walking the streets. It's generally pretty quiet. Not street walkers.
No. Is the railing low for me? Or am I looking like through jail?
You're kind of looking through jail.
Damn it. I pull out my stool. No, I'm going to the top of the
hill. You notice as you like you think back to leaving the room and there was a stool next to the door that you could take out to. But you see guardsmen patrolling on regular intervals.
How high are we?
You're about 4 stories up.
Okay.
So
we're on the top floor.
13 times 4, 26.
I get
52 feet ish.
I get 4 more hit 5 more hit points.
Okay. You want to use that, or you can do skill points as well.
Yeah, I know, but
yeah,
since I'm the muscle of the operation.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
It seems
I'm just watching.
Alright, it seems a nice, calm evening. As you are standing there watching, you hear a rumble of thunder off in the distance, and faster than you can imagine, a storm rolls in, and I mean, rain begins to just sheet down. Lightning's flashing, you can see the city illuminated around you. You sort of look, and the water doesn't seem to be hitting your skin. You're completely dry, completely comfortable. Your pipe is still lit.
It's the old mama.
And you see a bright, glowing light.
For real,
in the sky, begin to descend. And, I mean, people have talked about the phenomenon of ball lightning before. It's rarely ever seen ball lightning. It's
ball lightning.
Yeah, it's where not just a strike of lightning, but like a sphere of electricity.
Giant ball sack of lightning.
Yes, the testicle of electricity.
But just one sack.
Yeah. Three balls of fire.
The testicle of my mother is coming
one ball.
Electrocojones.
The other ball has been
begins descending
removed.
From the sky.
He's had a ballectomy.
Anyway, a ballectomy.
Lashes down into a portion of the city.
A testicle.
You lose sight of it behind the edge of the building. But it's as if a beacon goes off inside of your head. And the words of your letter sort of flash in letters of fire through your mind. And you have the most distinct, sure feeling that the lightning hit in the Temple District. And as you sort of shake your eyes to clear the afterimage of the light, you realize the moon has traveled across the sky. It's completely dry out. And you must have fallen asleep while you were standing at the railing.
I'm okay, though. I didn't fall
for
anything.
No, you're fine. You're standing there just the same as you were. Your pipe is cold. Hours dead.
Mm.
And you feel extremely tired.
I'll go ahead and lay down.
Okay. while you're fiddling with your chemistry set. You know, you get a little bit bogged down, a little bit tired. You're like, all right, you start to put everything away, and in the candlelight, you catch a glimmer of candlelight in the bead of mercury you're playing with, and the light begins to stand up on its own. And there's a flame now flickering on top of the bead of mercury.
Am I still holding it, or?
Yeah, it's in, like, think a petri dish with little walls on it, so it'll slide off, and but yeah.
Well, I guess I'm just going to inspect it, then, kind of, you know.
How'd I do that?
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of sitting in the middle of the dish, because you were getting ready to cap it and put it away. And as you tilt it, the mercury flows, but it leaves a trail this time. Ooh. And as you tilt it, it begins to flow around the thing, and you keep moving it until basically you're holding a small dish of flame.
Ooh.
It's not heating up though.
It's not hot.
No, okay. It looks like fire. I mean, and it's not just like it's sort of like a candle flame. It's got the blue, but it's got the bluish center, the really, really hot part now, and it's got like the triple peak thing going on. Okay. It's almost like there's a fuel source.
Huh. So I'm gonna just very lightly as the whistle.
Yeah. You whistle at it?
No.
So you go
very lightly blow, yeah. Just to see what
the flame flickers and bends a little bit under the pressure of your breath. When you stop blowing, it stays there. And faster than you can imagine, it shoots out and around, and two bands of flame grab around each of your wrists like manacles. And it's tied to, and this hurts. Like,
right.
It's hot, I mean, it's fire around your wrist, right?
Holy shit.
And you go to drop it, and the glass dish is now suspended between these manacles of flame that you're wearing. And from inside the flame, the face appears, and all you hear is this high-pitched, somewhat insectoid buzzing laughter, and it lunges out of the fire, the beady eyes trailing flame behind him, and a mouth opens up, and just as it's about to close on your face, you jerk awake, and you're sitting in front of your alchemy lab. Everything's fine. You look at your wrists, and they're first-degree burns.
Nice.
Around each of your wrists.
Ooh, that is 12 hit points.
No.
That's strange. Oh, that sucks. What was that? Oh. I pulled my letter back out just to read over it again. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. Pull it back up. Put it on the far side of the room,
mm-hmm.
and go to bed.
Okay, you go to bed. What were you guys? Were you guys going straight to bed when you got back to your rooms?
I opened my window and I go to bed.
Okay. You open your window, you go to lay down, and there's a pretty decent breeze.
Yes. Yeah.
A decent breeze, blowing in the window, and it blows across you, and you, I mean, it's nice and comforting to you, and as you're as you begin to fall asleep, you wake up a little bit later, just one of those you're going to turn over and go back to sleep kind of things.
Yeah.
And the wind begins to howl through the window, like gale force type winds. And you're lying there. Have you ever, like, whenever I've woken up from an actual nightmare, invariably I'm lying on flat on my back, like I'm not curled up at all, and I can't fall asleep on my back. So whenever I wake up, I'm just flat on my back, and usually pretty warm. You wake up and you're flat on your back, and the wind ruffles up the comforter from the bottom of the bed, and slides underneath you, feeling all the world like a sheet.
Okay.
You know,
it's down under
made of wind. And it begins to lift you up off the bed.
I have the feathers of his board?
Pretty much.
It looks like
and
Dana.
And slowly, yeah, from Ghostbusters. Except your arms aren't hanging down.
Right.
And you get lifted up and tilted forward so you would be on your feet and standing if you, you know,
were touching the ground.
And suddenly wind whips through the window and around, and it's like a giant hand shoves you from behind, sends you hurtling through the window, glass shattering, metal bars bending out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I remember these things. And you feel broken and battered by it, and the wind carries you around, and you don't have a chance to get your bearings. It tosses you a half mile through the air, and you can feel a different wind whipping around your face as you are just plummeting down, and you land on solid stone.
Yeah.
It's like out of a video game or something. You just hit, you crack the stone with your landing, and you are just at the point of death. It hurts like nothing has ever hurt before.
Okay.
You manage to roll yourself over and look around you, and you can see sort of a courtyard area with palm trees lining it. You can see there are skulls sitting around, just in the gaps between the palm trees. And all you hear before a big, gnarled bare foot, just a human foot, comes and stomps your head flat into the ground.
Yeah.
Is a dry, throaty chuckle.
Sweet.
And as soon as that happens, you wake up in bed.
With a bad headache.
Awesome. Not so sure I want to do anything.
I stay awake all for my
No, I was just going back to my room and I get in bed and go to sleep.
Okay. You do so. You sleep through the night.
Fight! Thanks.
You all wake up the next morning?
Other than being pretty exhausted, I think I had the best deal there. Other than that beacon that went off in my head.
The sun is shining, and you all hear very polite knocks on your door.
Yeah. For breakfast.
Housekeeping.
Pretty much.
You want me to put up off the pillow?
No, go away.
I roll over here my pipe. I go into the door.
I do too.
Okay, what are you wearing?
Nothing.
Hello.
Okay. You open the door and a halfling serving girl standing in front of you.
Hello?
Just serve some breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
What do you serve?
What do you got?
What is Sir Wish?
You should have said this man wish some breakfast.
Or a woman wish?
Some poontang with a side of hot water.
I don't know. What seafood breakfast?
Well,
eggs and... Yeah, eggs.
Fish, bacon.
Very well, sir.
And bacon.
How does sir take his eggs in the morning?
Uh-huh. Sunny side up, you know what I'm saying.
Hard-boiled.
Oh!
Very well, sir.
Hard-boiled.
And she shuts the door. And about 10 to 15 minutes later, you hear another polite knock on the door.
Sure, it's creaky.
I throw my robe on this time.
Okay.
And go open the door.
There is a gnomish woman standing there in a robe.
Huh. In a robe?
In a robe.
All right.
With a small dish of eggs.
All right.
And a grin on her face.
That's motive.
Okay.
I don't want to hear him say it.
Ooh.
15.
She's really horny.
Sir wished his eggs hard-boiled.
Yeah. Very much so. Come in, set them on the table.
She comes in and sets them on the... You know, she just walks in and sets them on the table. She turns around and the tie in her robe has come undone. It is hanging just inside of
her breast. This is
her badge hanging.
What's your name?
Doesn't matter what my name is.
What?
Well, I don't know what you're going to be screaming.
Can you sense STDs?
She's not very good when it comes to women.
She chuckles a little bit and pulls you over to the bed, and the camera fades to black.
That's very good.
Did you just say, I don't know what you were going to be doing?
Yes, he did.
Why did she scream that?
Because she wants to know, why did I come here?
Oh my god.
You all have people knocking your door.
When the godlike passion enters her.
Oh my gosh. This is not a man you enter.
Oh, well, Vanderbilt. God of the skies.
I asked
Junior.
For Junior. I would like some pork barbecue for breakfast.
Pretty good, sir.
There's gonna be some big southern fried woman come on.
There's your barbecue.
You get
Mammy serves your breakfast.
It's a dry rub, so it's not extra sauce or anything, but yeah.
It's dry rub.
Side of no extra sauce.
Awesome.
It's a dry rub with no extra sauce.
She's an alchemist. He can wizard up his own.
That's right.
Breakfast.
Have a waffle.
Very good, sir.
We do not know what a waffle is, but we will make you one.
Then bring you a piece of shoe.
No.
Here's your waffle.
About 15 minutes later.
They don't have Eggos?
Not so much.
Let me reach through this portal.
Ding!
The servant comes back with a covered tray. Hands it to you.
Thank you.
When you reach out, you look at your hand, and for a split second, it's the hand of an ancient, weathered elf that has lived far beyond
my 1,000 years.
There are a lot of years. What do you do?
Drop the Eggo.
I notice it.
Yes.
So I take it in stride. I take my food.
Make me a will save.
Take it in stride. Never ever say take it in stride.
Because that shit don't fly.
I freak the fuck out. Roll your
D20. Hello.
Your hands start trembling. And you can't move it. You just stand there staring at it. Is Sir all right?
Why wouldn't I be?
And you snap out of it, and the server is standing there looking at you with a slightly puzzled look on their face.
I apologize. It might be because I
the
stayed up too late last night.
Very good, sir. And there are?
I just critted on my sense motive on that bullshit.
She's very sincere.
No. Yeah. today.
And, yeah, you have
a
waffles.
Sleep. Now my energy's being taken
from me
again. I just
want all waffle. I asked for all waffle.
Oh, that's true, you did. Alright, you have a waffle. It's you know, a round waffle. Make me a perception check.
It's bad shoe leather.
23.
You briefly notice, you know, the pattern of indentations. 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are exactly 12 indentations around the outside edge. Well, this is what you see, Hannah. And something about the way that it was cooked, it looks like it might have gotten a little bit burnt on one side, and you see what looked like hands.
At what time?
About 5 to midnight.
You should have stayed up.
No, she went to bed.
That's what I'm saying, she should have stayed up.
She went to bed.
And she also took a flight.
So yeah, that's what you...
Butt kicked.
I just want to study my hand. I'll just stare at it.
Normal hand. Looks like the
I
hand
just keep
you
staring at
use
it.
Every day. The waffle grows cold on its platter.
No, I ate the waffle.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't eat in between the hands.
Shouldn't eat the hands.
So there's a little sliver that's basically.
I just put that in my pocket.
Chunk of a coffee and 12 to midnight.
I put it in my pocket.
And you just stare
at your hand. I shut my hand.
I put it in your breakfast pocket.
You'll melt oats.
You just put waffle in your
very
pocket.
Who does that?
Does Miss take cream and raisins with her oats?
Hell no. Oh, thank you.
Very good. And they come back in.
You did want the special for you.
They come back in about 25 minutes because steel milled oats take a hell of a long time to cook properly. They already had them started, but you know.
They knew what
you wanted. Last time you made oats.
No. Steel milled oats, not rolled oats. Steel milled oats take at least 45 minutes to cook properly.
Oh my gosh, get breakfast served.
And you have one for breakfast. Where are you guys?
I was going to say, I closed my eyes. In the lobby?
Well, right outside all of our rooms.
In the hallway?
Yeah.
I'm stuck.
I think we should all exit our rooms at the exact same time.
I was going to say, there's three of us out here.
Yeah.
I go up and knock on the door.
You hear a knock on the door.
Can't you hear me knocking?
You answer the door in my nakedness.
Roll me a 40.
You and who else?
Ew.
Seven.
Seven?
Scabies.
It's been a while.
No, that's fine.
And, well...
Didn't take very long.
Yeah. You know, a little quick on the draw.
Yeah, but then I'm just like... Oh. I'm like...
Yeah.
Pulling myself to the door.
He pulls himself to the door.
My pipe's in my mouth.
Pipe in his mouth. Naked gnomishness.
What?
The fluffy doodah.
What?
A little tiny floppy doodah.
Are you ready to go?
He's a grower, not a shower.
To where?
To that place in
the house.
We don't know that anybody's visiting.
Like
he could have done that all by himself for all we know.
Well, we don't know that he's done that.
I yell over to the bed. Will you come help me up?
She walks out in a...
help me up?
A gnomish woman. Clad in just a robe, walks over and assists him up off the floor.
Oh, having a little fun this morning, huh?
I still don't like you. Give me a minute. Slam the door.
All right.
Use mage hand. Round two.
Make me a fortitude save.
All right. Gotta be better than last time. It is better than last time by one.
Which makes it an eight. Yeah. The little storm god, not so much.
Yeah. You're like...
I'm the little god that could, thank you.
American Pie.
It's not working out for you.
Come on!
Wow.
All right.
So,
a few minutes later, she slips out of the room, you clean yourself up, and...
Yeah. Warm washcloth.
Tie my robe.
Don't hang on. Okay. Alright,
open the door. Hey, Santa, I'm here the whole time. What, you don't have anything else going on?
No, we're waiting on you.
How was your breakfast?
That was fine. That really filling, actually. Not in the same way as yours was.
Shall we be on our way?
I have my bowl full of hard-boiled eggs. I still haven't eaten. I'm like walking up.
Oh, she fed you a couple eggs.
Oh, well, yeah.
Ew. That's so not sexy.
Hard-boiled eggs.
It's a real thing.
Yeah. No.
All right, so you guys head down to the lobby. As you begin to depart, you hear you feel a small tug on the back of your...
He does?
Shirt. Yes, him.
Yeah.
She's like...
Turn around.
I was happy.
The concierge is there, and he says that before Sir departs, there is a small matter of Sir's bill.
Oh, sure.
Is
there a doing it
he
charge?
Just hands
apparently.
You, hands you a small ledger, and there's a charge for 100 gold.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Is that like eating things out of the mini bar? Or the mini bar? She said no. Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
I reach into my pouch. I'll give him 100 gold.
Very good, sir.
Did you just screw the hell?
Okay, and you guys are free to leave?
Are we free to go to bed?
No.
Oh.
We're going downstairs.
You are downstairs. You're in the lobby and you're leaving.
No, like, out of game.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. I'm getting there. Don't worry.
What is that?
So, are you leading the way to the...
guys?
Yeah.
What's up? I had this really weird dream last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Me too. You go first.
I think we need to go by the, the temple. The temple?
Temple.
The temple district at some point today.
Why's that?
Do I have any idea where I landed?
Do you have knowledge local?
No. History? Planes? We lived in seafaring?
Make me a knowledge religion check.
Profession sailor?
Natural 20.
31.
You know exactly where you were.
The brief glimpses that you got, it looks like one of the practice courtyards that you might find on the temple to the god of war.
So we need to go to this temple district, I think.
I think we do, too.
Hmm. I slept really well. Thank you for asking, did you?
No one asked. So we go by this house first.
What was your dream about?
Well, it was kind of weird. It was like these lightning balls.
Oh. Yeah?
Is that what she called them? Is that how quick they were?
You better really hope that I keep liking you.
What happened with these lightning balls?
They slammed down in the temple area. Yeah.
District.
The temple district.
Oh, well,
And then I felt this really weird thing in the back of my head.
In my dream, the wind picked me up and smashed me through the window. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Ew.
It was a Houdini.
Ew. You are not allowed to talk anymore. You have to sign for the rest of the day. Anyway.
I don't remember
the
what
the wind picked me up and smashed me through the window. Like, it hurt. Smashed me through the window. And dropped me into this courtyard that I thought was in the temple district. And I woke up right before a foot smashed my head.
Sounds like you shouldn't go.
Okay.
You probably should.
Okay.
So I think we should go by the house first. Check it out.
Check it out.
Okay, let's go.
Almost.
Oh, you guys have to follow me. I start walking.
Alright, so you head through the merchant district. In the full light of day, this place is spectacularly wealthy. It's a very well-kept neighborhood. You see, well-dressed ladies walking arm-in-arm with well-dressed gentlemen, and they see you and whisper behind their hands because obviously you're not dressed as well as they are. You cross your way through the... should you make my way in the courtyard? One block before the courtyard, you see a sign that marks the intersection of Wave Street and Wave Avenue. Wave Street is the big main thoroughfare. Wave Avenue turns off to the right, and from your memory of the map, coming the opposite direction, it turned left onto Wave Avenue.
So we need to turn right.
Exactly.
All right, we're turning right.
So you turn right, and you come to... You're walking alongside a walled-off area. It looks like a walled, small estate with a wrought iron gate right at the front. As you walk past the gate, make me a perception check. All of you.
24.
7.
24.
29.
Okay. Everyone except for the Oracle sees that there are some emblems done in relief on the wrought iron gate. You see a flask, a chemical in nature.
Okay.
You see a swooping, swirling emblem that has what looks like iconography of wind coming in from four different directions. You see a storm cloud. Mm. And you spot a fourth one that looks like a cresting wave. You think this might be the place.
Hey guys, I think this might be the place.
Whoa.
Well, let's check it out. Are we just going to walk? Do we walk in?
I go up to the gate as he's talking and I try and open it.
Doesn't move.
Would you like a bigger person to try it?
No, he didn't.
Do you see a keyhole?
No keyhole.
What if we all touch the gate at the same time?
I just go up to it again and I go, knock.
Okay. It does absolutely nothing.
Bullshit!
What if we all touch it at the same time?
It's not a gate, then.
Certain level of locks, or certain types of locks, do not respond to that.
Is there a bell, or...?
No bell.
I'm like, right on the emblem that... The, like, storm cloud thing that I saw.
It glows. You see the emblem under his hand glowing.
I see it now, it's glowing.
I'm
going to
touch mine.
It glows.
I touch mine.
It glows.
Touch the other one.
Touch right there, please, won't you?
They all glow together and the gates slide open.
Damn it. Start walking up to the house.
I walk around the courtyard to see if it's where my hand was got smashed in.
No, not at all. Okay. This is a well-manicured garden. There seems to be a small river running through the garden somehow. You see...
A tobacco field.
Walking paths. You see a tobacco plant.
Ha-ha!
And a very nice-looking two-story house just about 50 feet down the path.
Ooh. Let's go check it out.
Start walking towards the house. I call the second floor.
You're gonna have a whole second floor.
You walk up to the door, bickering about living arrangements. And as you approach, the door opens. And that's where we'll call it.
Alright.
Ooh, creepy.
Cliffhanger. Alright, so before we stop the recording real quick, what everyone think, feedback, all that good stuff?
I'm too tired.
Fair enough. You had one crappy week.
Yeah.
Yes.
So far, so good.
Thoughts?
She's asleep.
Nope. So far, so good.
Wake up for Boots. It's a galosh.
Change different.
No, I think I've really enjoyed where my character is, and I think
I think I like that.
I don't know that I meant to take on the leadership role of the party, walk.
When you think you're a god, I think you tend to take the action.
Nobody's even tried to put me in my place at all.
Well, I have you just yell at me.
We don't know you yet.
You're a pain in the ass.
We don't know you enough to...
That's true.
You know what I mean?
And I haven't let anybody into any danger yet.
Yeah.
So far.
What do you think?
I'm enjoying it. I think it's just been some dead space because...
We're just starting.
Right, well, yeah, and we don't know each other.
Get some stuff chalked out.
Right.
You've got some...
We're feeling each other up.
You've got some stuff that you can explore. And I wanted to take a little while. I mean, we've only played for a total of maybe 3 hours,
right,
in all honesty, based on the recording time. So, we've basically been through one full regular session now. Right. So this is, we're just stretching it out, and we'll continue to do that. But
right. You
have stuff that you can explore. I have hooks for you now that I can actually feed into the setting, and it took me a little bit longer to establish this than I thought it would, but I'm happy with where it's going.
Yeah, so far it's been fun.
Whoa.
Kind of looked like that I wasted one of my knocks for nothing, but.
Okay, well, we will see you guys later.
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs, and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. The Wandering Geek Podcast.
At www.wanderinggeek.com.
And over on iTunes, too.
How do you get your geek on?
Ha 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 ha!
been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.